There are some dimensions that you need to realize that words are not powerful. Words are containers. They carry things. So most of you understand my history. Well, the first message I ever preached when I started this ministry was Partakers of the Divine Nature by Pastor Chris. I memorized the whole service from beginning to end, comma, full stop. For weeks, I knew I was going to start a ministry. I memorized it word for word every day. I would repeat it the same. I walk the same way, talk the same way. I memorized even his accent. Then after I finished preaching and I went to heal the sick, no one got healed. I had only two people sick. I touched people, they did not fall. I said, what? I'm a good man. I preached the same thing with Pastor Chris. Mentioned the same thing over and over again. Nothing is happening. No demonstration of power. Yes, I had maybe 6-7 people in there. But the reality of it is, when I spoke to God and said, what meaneth this in the King James language? God said, you are speaking the right words, but your words don't have the power as Pastor Chris has. That's when I learned, you gotta have power in your words. Words don't carry nothing until you inject. Let me give you, even God cannot do nothing without words. Genesis 1 verse number 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Holy Ghost rachafed. Rachaf is the word there that means to flutter in constant imagination of an outcome, to brood as a chicken broods over its chicks. While you are thinking of what will happen, God could not do nothing. The Holy Ghost remained doing that for a long time, just waiting. Why couldn't the Holy Ghost create? Verse number 3. And God said, hey. Even the Holy Ghost waited for words so that it could jump on the words and begin to write them. Words are a transport, brother. You cannot get one. Aye, aye, aye. Quiet Christians die quietly. And God among us created a creature that understands words. And it's called a female. No, he didn't get that. And the Bible says, know how to wash your woman with words as Christ washes the church. So once in a while, you just stand there and say, I love you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Why? Because that, but you see one thing. Why is it that you can be told the same thing over and over again by a man who will never marry you? Because the words had no power. So you thought they had power, because the devil also has the ability to inject power in his own words. 2 Samuel 16 verse number 23. And the counsel, the advice of a man called Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man has inquired of the prophet. That's why all your congregants can listen to a man who is not anointed. And you wonder why. You say, but why would you listen to this person? Why would you leave the church after listening to a foolish person like this? No, that person is where they're anointed. They carry demonic influence. This is the reason why God said, I cannot do anything about a gossiper. And he begins to ask through the apostle, why is the gossiper still with you in the church? Why did you not let them go? Gossipers have a certain fire inside their words. It's just the who is fueling the fire. Is it demons? Is it the Holy Ghost? Our grandfather in the spirit, the father of Pastor Chris, leader host, I told you the story, how a woman was influenced by the media to get into his room. And the media was outside with cameras waiting for the action to take place when Ida Hosa goes into the room and finds a woman who is naked. So they say to the woman, you just get in the wardrobe. Don't jump. Don't do nothing until we give you a signal. The moment he enters, he just needs to enter and you open the door naked and you jump on him and we come in with cameras. He goes to the door. And the sorcerer told me, said, he would just preach the fire of God. The fire of God. Once in a while, as he was moving there, he opened the door. And he just shouted, fire. That's all he did. That's it. And sit on his bed like this. And within 2-3 seconds, cry in the wardrobe. Come on now. Fire, fire came out. A woman is on fire. Where was the fire coming from? 4 days later, she died. 4-degree burns. No fire came out. A man just sat down and said, fire. I speak your words will be seasoned with fire. That every time you utter words, angels will be on it, blowing the coals of fire. Everywhere, fire. I was with him in Boston. As I was in the church in Boston, I said to them, God just told me, I'm now able to kill my enemies when I decree it. One morning I just woke up and he said, you are the only prophet who has managed to quell and quench the fire of all your enemies. Lay them to rest. It didn't take a few hours, right?
That's right. You said you are the
only wife prophet. Of a man who was attacking me on the internet, mm-hmm, died suddenly.
He said, you're the only prophet who has managed to lay his enemies to rest. And it was really R.I.P. Rest in peace.
The person doesn't even come from here. Words need to be injected right now. Have you noticed when we speak in tongues? How many of you speak in tongues? Okay. Let's speak in tongues just for 30 seconds. Marika baloshe. Vevaro takamolea. Impato krenda zavodia taleso. Vevratila gronseger. In Jesus' mighty name. That's nonsense what we just did. Tongues are a generator. All this power you produced, where did it go? Where was it connected to? You just went blah, 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 and the generator is like, yeah, we now have 20 volts now. But there are no connectors to the thing you desire. So most of you are engines, generators, producing a lot of power, but no lines. And the Holy Ghost is the one providing the words for tongues. But you are generating tongues. He that speaks in an own tongue edifies himself. The word edify is from the word edifice. Have you ever seen that frisbee? You know that thing you throw like a saucer and it goes like this? That's exactly the way that appears there. That means you begin to rise. You are raising the level of your votes. But those votes require you after you say amen. Or before you say amen, imagine the thing you want to fix. I have a problem in my marriage. Now I'm going to speak in tongues. But as I speak in tongues, I'm imagining the problem. I'm imagining the people that need to come out of my marriage, leave. The people that are disturbing my marriage to go. If there is a girl, if there is a man, if there is a mother-in-law, if there is anything, I imagine you leaving my house. Immediately, my power now is realized because I have instructed the voice to go to the point of problem. Hear this. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like oils of fire. How many tongues? What should be the next word? And it, is that a good English? Should be, and they. There were tongues. They, not it. If you look at the word personification, I'm talking about, and he sat on them. So the tongues of fire came down and God sat on their lips and began to enter them. Aye. God sat on them and began to enter them. No one out there should just talk anyhow. Not about prophet angel, not about another man of God. About you. In the whole family, you can just stand and say, I stand against what they said. I stand against any declarations. In this family, when I speak, everyone listens. See, this is why men of God speak very little. You can find them talking in their team or on the pulpit. But there is no reality there for anyone who doesn't speak to them. Say, oh, he came here and he was just speaking everywhere. Calm down. A man of God who speaks too much is a man of God who has no power. If you have power, you will speak too much and lose power. Because every speech is a release of power. That's why when dimensions move to other levels, you kind of calm down. You know what you're doing. You relax. Because you know your words carry power. Most of you have no power. That's why your words are not useful. Every word you utter is a release of power you don't want to spend. Then when time comes that demands power,
power is gone.
Everything you respond to, don't. You carry power. Don't respond to anything that they say. Don't respond. Just relax.
I decree and I declare every business of yours that have not been succeeding the way you wanted,
may your ways carry the fire to burn every impediment, every blockage, every resistance. Burn!